The desert wildflower season in southern Arizona came early this year, and observers say in some places it's been the best display in 20 years. NPR's Ketzel Levine traveled just west of Tucson to catch the show while it was still in full swing.
Dipping and climbing along a two-lane road in the company of monumental cacti, Barb Skye sits shotgun beneath a black cowboy hat and surveys the desert in bloom.
Actually, we've got a really nice population of lupin. You'll see a nice pocket going in around the prickly pear and through the choya and the roadside.
Wait, here's somebody cutting wild.
Somebody's picking flowers and they shouldn't be.
Embarrassing enough to be caught in the act, but to be caught by a horticulturist.
Are you tempted to talk to her?
I would like to talk to her, actually.
In her job at the nearby Arizona Sonora Desert Museum, Skye gets lots of practice dealing with the public.
Oh, excuse me, ma'am.
Notice how she's careful not to trample this lawbreaker's love of plants.
If you wouldn't mind, it's better to focus on picking flowers from private property instead of the parklands.
And not just any parklands, but the very entrance to Saguaro National Park, where spiny, octopus-armed sentries 40 feet high tower over the desert flora. Of course, it's inexcusable to pick wildflowers here, but not surprising that people might behave badly when the very ground they're walking on undulates with silverbell, brittlebush, and poppy. Consider the effect of one single plant on these folks taking a wildflower tour.
That ever neat. Look at that.
Oh, there it is. Unithera primaveris.
I think we need to point out that members of the group are dropping to their knees at this point.
And they call it bottle evening primrose because the fruits look kind of like a little bottle.
John Weens with the Desert Museum is leading the group up a Tucson Mountains trail where a fabulous diversity of species is tucked amid rocks, dry streams, and shrubs. The Tucson Mountains are one of the hot spots for the region's wildflower show, an annual event that is predictably misunderstood.
One of my favorite phone calls we get starting probably in about December from all over the country and the world is, what time are the wildflowers scheduled to bloom? People don't realize that wildflowers are very dependent on the weather.
And not simply the weather that day or that week, but more to the point, what happened that fall. Spring-blooming wildflowers, we're talking annuals now, not perennials, must germinate from seed in autumn. To do so, they need a really convincing fall rain. If it doesn't come, or if it isn't enough, says Weens, the seeds will simply bide their time.
We have done germination tests on seeds and found that some wildflower seeds can easily last 10 years. And probably some of them more.
So imagine several years' worth of seeds waiting for just the right conditions when along come 4 inches of sumptuous autumn rains. Now give those germinating seeds a warm, root-tingling winter, and you're looking at one for the record books, the year 2001.
Oh, where? See ya, John.
Botanist Dave Bertelson has just spotted a diminutive blue flower he suspects is a mint.
Sure is.
What is it?
Chia. Salvia.
Arizona calendars would have us believe that the desert in bloom is Vesuvius erupting, with rivers of hot molten color run amok. The truth is far more subtle. One magenta owl's clover in a stand of yellow poppies, a tangerine-orange mallow backlit by the sun. That's not to say you can't find moments of vast technicolor brilliance here, but you need to know precisely where to look. Dave Bertelson takes us an hour south of Tucson, 36 miles from the Mexican border, where we look at sheets of color near mile marker 131.
I mean, everywhere we're standing, we can't take a step without stepping on a wildflower around here.
Yeah, there's poppies, desert lupin, elegant lupin, half a dozen species just within 6 feet of us.
You can't help but be awed by the flowers, but somehow I don't think it's the show that awes you.
No, it's the diversity. I think my favorite quote is from William Blake. It's just, to see a world in a grain of sand and a heaven in a wildflower, hold infinity in the palm of your hand and eternity in an hour. And I can do that by looking at one flower or a whole field. And to me, it's almost easier with one. To see a world, a heaven and a wildflower, I can do that.
Bertelsen's clear gaze extends beyond any single plant. He's always known he's belonged in the desert, even growing up on a farm in Illinois. For the last 18 years, he's kept meticulous records of desert flora and has seen more plant species in flower this year than ever before. In his mind's eye, though, even out of season, the wildflowers are always in bloom.
Oh, yeah, because they're not gone. You know, I know they're here. I remember one time I was walking up in the Sangre de Cristo Mountains with this 10-year-old Indian boy. All of a sudden, he saw this big pile of bear scat. And he said, look at the size of that bear. He didn't see a pile of poop. He saw the bear. And see, that's what I can see when I look out here. I know this is going to be another year it'll be yellow like this. And from one year to the next, it'll change. And I know that. But it never gets ugly. It never gets ugly.
In the Sonoran Desert, southwest of Tucson, I'm Ketzel Levine.
That's tansy mustard.
Oh, that's great. Oh, look at this. Bottled Capus Americana. Budweiser. I'll take this. Is that all right?
There's broken glass.
I'll remove that.